Please be seated. It's a great pleasure to connect again with Pastor David. He was my Bible schoolmate, and we did a lot of things together in Bible school. We sang a lot. Both of us were always chosen to sing duet, but I think we won't do that tonight, this morning. But might be as we connect, we will continue to meet and we can have some great time together. I sense in my spirit, in this house, I call this a family, because we are not dispersed people. We are connected by divine destiny to be here. And I know this household, this family, there are tremendous things that is going to take place. And it's not going to take place in 2018. It's already begun. A lot of us always wait for January 1st. But in God's timetable, the kairos of God is different from the timing of man. And this household, I know there's an acceleration. There's a forward momentum. This forward momentum will push you into your destiny and into the purpose that you were ordained for. In this house, at this stage of your season, there are things that is going to break in the spirit dimension, and the spirit dimension will cause things to be quickened. In my heart, I sense Mary and Elizabeth, cousins, ordained, destined to carry in their womb men and Jesus the Christ. When they met, Mary and Elizabeth, when they met, the word of God says that their babies in the womb, Jesus and John in the womb of Elizabeth, there was a divine, powerful, explosive thing that took place. And I know you, in this household, each one of you, there is going to be this connection, spirit connection, that is going to bring forth the Son of God, Jesus, in your life, that will explode in expression. The earth is looking for sons to manifest on the earth. And I want to tell you this morning, the Son of God is breaking forth in your lives. Your homes, that you may be facing difficulties, this is a prophetic decree that I'm speaking to you. Any area of your life that you've been struggling for years, I want you to know this is your season. There's going to be a quickening spirit that is going to cause you, for all these years that you've cried out, you have begged God, you've pleaded, I want you to know the groanings of your heart has reached the throne room of God. And God is going to accelerate and bring the answers. He's going to cause you to arise in your position. If your bodies are sick, and if for 18 years, 20 years from birth, I want you to know Jesus healed all. And when Jesus, the pattern son, is shaped and formed through the knowledge and the wisdom of God and understanding and revelation, it's going to break forth among this household. I want you to know this. And it's begun. I'm not saying because we are here, but I know this has been accelerating. Don't wait for 2018. Start right now. Because the answers, the destiny and purpose of God is breaking, and that is clarity in your life. Let me pronounce over you. I want to decree over each one of you. My husband and myself, you know, we have known each other about 50 years. We were young teenagers when he came into our family ministry. He was saved through my father, who was a pastor. I want you to know, when we gave our life at that young age, and God destined both of us, I want you to know, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. I want every husband and wife in this household to know that two is better than one. And you are able to do much and greater things. And I want to put a full stop to every strife that is very common. We are not common people. So I decree over this household in the natural, in the spiritual, in the physical, in the financial, in the material, and in every ministry that God has placed in your heart. It is going to come forth and it's going to come speedily. And there is a quickening spirit right now that we release over your life. And it is going to cause things to take shape and form. Atmosphere will shift and change. There's going to be a new creative atmosphere that will cause creative things to take place. God bless you. We love you very much. I just want to say a little bit, Pastor David. You know, he has done a lot of things. When I was in Bible school, I was the only Indian girl. But he and a few Indian guys were there. And he was a great asset to me. Many times when I was, doing a drama, and I was to act as a boy, and I need boys' clothes. And I borrowed his clothes. All right? And I also want you to know, I wanted to learn to play guitar. All other students had gone back to their hometown, which was nearer in Kuala Lumpur and Malacca. I was far away from Johor Bahru, so I had to stay back in Kluang, in Johor. And I was very lonely, and I say I want to learn, because they were all great guitarists and singers. So I asked him, can you lend me your guitar and show me how to play? He just showed me C chord. You know what? Destiny. With that chord, I learned to play in one day. And then God used that simple basic thing that he taught to bring me to the nations of the earth. I have played in Finland, in America, in many parts of the world where they had great orchestras, great choirs. And God told me, use your simple chord and bring down the anointing. And I want to thank God for Pastor David. You know, when someone plays a role in your life, it is for great things to take place. And God is going to honor him in even greater measure. We love you all very much. And this household, we feel very connected to you all. I hope that you will take us as not as preachers, just as a family member. I think after that we can all meet and share our lives and our love. I love you all very much, and God bless you.
It is a joy and a pleasure to be here in this family of God called Grace Church. The word grace itself speaks. And when your pastor began to speak this morning, he talked about the lavishing love of God. And every household that understands God is able to walk deeper in the things that God is doing today and not what he did yesterday. My focus today will be sight. Sight. We need sight. You have read about the eagles. They have powerful sights. But in the Bible, we have men and women of God who know how to detect the signs, the movements in the realms of the spirit, and know how to apply it in the natural. And a community of people whom God is raising in this season and time must be a people who have eyes to see. And this sight that I'm talking about is the understanding of how to engage with the dimensions of God in this season. Now, before I go on, as my wife said, Pastor David, I must also acknowledge Pastor Laifan. We have not met much, but today when she greeted us and told us, good to meet you, sister, and we are happy to hear that you have 8 grandchildren. I am jealous of you all. Both our children are still not married. Every time they ask me for my birthday, what's your desire, grandchildren? So, There was a time when we initially bought a property in Johor Bahru, and we had a second loan on that building for the renovations, and for a season of time, we were in such financial distress, and we decided we wanted to settle one of our loans. And at that time, I just spoke to Pastor David, and Pastor David was very, very gracious at that time to give us a hand of fellowship. We recorded it that we have men and women in this nation who love God and love the kingdom of God and love the work of God. We thank you, Pastor. We still remember that, and we appreciate that. And by the way, we have fully settled all our bank loans, and we are debt free. We are taking the gospel of the kingdom to the nations of the earth. We are not a very large congregation. We are a medium range congregation, but we are doing things that large congregations are struggling to do. And also today, I have sons, daughters, family who are here with me, who are part of the Kolokrai Good News Church. Pastor, you heard we pioneered the church 10 years. And for the last 31 years, we have pioneered the church in Johor Bahru. And we have been we pioneered the Bible College. We still run the Bible College. So we have sons and daughters in this nation and the nations of the earth. As we travel, we identify men and women that God is raising for this time and season as the cutting edge. We recognize them, we welcome them, we honor them, so that they can continue the legacy of the gospel of the kingdom that penetrated in this nation. I got saved in KL. Oh, in fact, this is where the real call came, because I was saved in my father-in-law's rubber estate gospel meeting. So this is very vital for us, and this opportunity, I have about half an hour, and I want to say some things that might build your spirit up and bring sight. Everyone here must desire to see the things of God. If you read in the book, in the Bible, Jesus Christ began speaking the first time he opened his mouth and spoke. But before that, in the book of Hebrews, you read, God spoke to our forefathers in sundry ways and in various ways to our forefathers through the prophets. All that time, God only spoke through prophets. Suddenly, the Son himself appears, and in the Gospel of Matthew, and in the 5th chapter, he opens his mouth and he says, blessed. That's the first word. He said, blessed are the poor in the spirit. He begins with the blessedness of God and the blessedness of his people. So in this season, anyone who has the ability to hear the voice of God must understand in this season that when Jesus spoke the first line, he said, blessed are the poor in the spirit. It's not poor in the lack of money. It's not the poor in spiritually poor, but a man who has come to a place, it totally depends. It depends on nothing else. We become so desperate for God that in him and him alone, we will trust in this season. And to come to that place, you must know how to hear and see what God is doing and moving in our midst. But before that Sermon of the Mount ends, in chapter 7, he says, he who hears my word and implicitly obeys it is a wise man who builds his house on the rock. But if you hear and do not implicitly obey that, he says, you are like a man who builds his house on the sand, and it will collapse. This is a new season. Every man and woman who walks into the house of God, hears the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, must in this season and time, receive an apostolic and a prophetic grace and wisdom, that the wisdom will build the house, and understanding will establish it, and knowledge will fill that house with richness. This scripture that I just quoted to you, you see, you must understand, Jesus was a carpenter. But as a son, he began to speak, and when he began to speak, it is God himself speaking. And in this season, we have too many fake speakers and fake sounds that we sometimes miss it. But that's why it must be clear, God in these last days speaks in his son. Through, not only through his son, it is in the son that God is speaking. So if your house is to be built, it must be built on that solid rock. And the word of the God is the solid rock upon which we, you and I must build in this season and in this time. Jesus knew, because he was a carpenter. He knew he was a right. He had the understanding and the skills for building. And I know Pastor David and his dear wife are here. Life Fund. They have spent how many years building. And it is time that every son, a child is born, but a son is given. Only when become matured sons, he says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. We have many children born, not matured. Only when you mature and come to that sonship, that government shall be upon your shoulder. That's why the lost sheep, the shepherd goes after that one. He picks that up and he puts him on his shoulder. This is a time and season. Every man and woman of God who comes to maturity will come into a relationship, will be upon the shoulder where the government shall be placed upon us. The reason Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and the scribes, they complained and they murmured. They complained and murmured that this man receives the sinners and he eats with them. Because if you see in the text, tax collectors and sinners crowded around him to hear him. And Jesus gave three simple thoughts. The first one, he's talking about a grace that every house must have, the house, the grace of a shepherd. He is identifying that shepherd left the 99. He claimed the one that the enemy was trying to take, and the one that always goes astray. He goes after that and he rejoices. He puts it on his shoulder and he says, I must bring this to the place where the government shall be upon this child. And if you read in the Gospels, it says, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Now I want you to know, we are not only lost, but we have lost something too. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve lost that dominion. That's why this season, the Son himself has manifested in flesh on earth. And the Son speaks as God. So that you and I in this season will be built accurately. The more accurate you build, we live in grace, but we will also be filled with glory. There is a lot of talk about grace, but no filling of glory. And this house, I pray, the scripture that I'm going to read now and try to encourage you will enlighten your spirits. That the eyes of your understanding will be open. This is the apostolic prayer. Every apostolic man, this is the pain and the passion of the man of God. That sons must come to maturity. That inner man, as my wife said earlier, must be built into the fullness of the stature and the measure of Christ. So that Shah Alam will see the body of Christ arising in its glory and in its power. Miracles. When we began our early days, my wife and I have done a lot of evangelistic meetings all over, starting from Johor right up to Penang. Used to carry our musicians, carry our instruments, go from city to city, because we wanted to bring forth the manifestation of the power of God. So we were all focused on miracles. And Jesus also did miracles. And these miracles are typical of our salvation. Turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, from verse 27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it." But they when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all the country. Most of the times, if you read in the Bible, when they are blind, they are beggars. Or blindness is also a condition of sinners. But what I see in this text, that these two blind men, it says, they cried out. They shouted out with a hoarse cry like of a raven. Crying out, shouting out. Because there is an unceasing cry for sight in our nation. There is an unceasing cry within every Christian. Lord, open my eyes that I may see. This is a season when God wants to reveal His Word, reveal His glory, reveal His Son to us. But most of our people are looking for external manifestations, and many are not looking for the Lord and His Word and His revelation. I pray this house will have eyes that can see beyond the natural. These blind people, blind men were begging. Most blind men are beggars. These two blind men overheard something. But I want you to know they are blind. They cannot see. But they can hear. They can't see what is happening around there. But this blind could hear. You may be blind in certain area of your life, but you can hear. You can hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. This is a season. This pulpit is a pulpit where we preach Him, Him, and Him. He is the Word. He is the source and power of all that you and I need. As we minister, you may not see some things, but what you hear can take effect inside of you. These two blind men, what they heard, they began to believe. Something began to strike, like a chord began to strike in their hearts. You know what? They began to follow Jesus. He went into a house. Now, sometimes a lot of people hear a lot of things. Something stirs inside. They never pursue after that. They never persevere after that. That's why you go to conference after conference, revival after revival, powerful anointed meeting after anointed meeting, but nothing shifts in your life. But if you're hearing my voice, and the sound of my voice strikes something within your inner man, you take hold of that sound. This is a season. Blindness have to go. Blindness have to go. Blindness is a condition. It's a condition of the mind. Especially in the book of Romans, Paul was talking about the nation of Israel. That the minds of Israel could not understand. They could not understand. Romans 11:25. They could not understand the person, Jesus Christ. They could not understand the work of Jesus Christ. And they could not understand everything that Christ fulfilled to make provision for us. That was made by God for us. I want you to know that a lot of us can come and sit here, but you do not understand because your minds are clouded. That's why even Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, but your minds can be blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil, the veil that blinded them. If you do not remove that veil away, you still will keep reading in the old shadows and types. But in this time and season, when your mind is blind, or minds are blinded, your thoughts will be perverted. Their heart did not understand the things of God, therefore, the feelings began to be perverted. That's why this day, I have been praying the prayer of Paul for you. From the day that I have come to know you, I have not ceased to pray for you. You know, I like the apostle. He always says, before he goes to a place, he says, I prayed God will open a highway for me, so that when I come to you, I may impart to you some gift. And this gift is not for personal promotion. This gift is for you to be established, that nothing will shift you. Every man and every man who relates with us in the realm of the Spirit as a father and a son, every son must be established in sight. But we do have wayward sons. We will see the father of the prodigal son, he never gave up on the son. He was hurriedly waiting because he says, my son is a son always. And in this is a season our Father is revealing to us through these three parables that this is a day lost and found. Lost and found. And the ones who are found must find that you will be upon the shoulders in right connection with the senior elder of this house, so that the governmental order of this house will continue your life. Then you will walk in victory. You will walk in overcoming power. You will win battles in your life that you don't always need to rely on someone. Someone, please pray for me. Send the whole world prayer letters. Pray for me. And you never learn to pray. And you never learn to fast for your own need. I have problems when I go to some churches. They say, Pastor, please pray for me. Some people say, please pray. Okay, we'll pray. Pastor, would you ask your whole church to pray? I say, okay, we'll pray. Pastor, can you fast and pray? I say, please wait. Do you ever pray? You want us to pray, fast and pray, and you don't pray. You understand? We must see in this season that we want to raise sons and daughters who are able to rise and learn. Learn, sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. That's how we know a son. Not led by circumstances. Not led by emotions. Not led by feelings. Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. God leads those who do not see clearly, but they have a willing spirit and an honest heart. So Isaiah 42:16 says, when you have a willing heart and an honest, willing spirit and an honest heart, God will lead them. You know, pastor has been pastoring for many years. Also, as FC said, sometimes I forget the number of years we have been pastoring. You know how many people have come through into our churches? You know how much of time, investment, prayer, visitation. Hepsi and I, you know, go to hospital to visit believers, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., because we are people, you know, we are Asians, and more, we are Indians. Somehow, you know, that willingness to help people is always there. But you know how many have left the church? Many times. But we never give up. We never give up. We want to continue to make sure. Many have been reared in Christian surroundings, but failed to see either their own need or the provision that the Lord has made. And they just scatter away. And we also have religious leaders who are ignorant of God's plan. And who do not understand God's way and God's word. And who are unable to see. The things that God is doing, they are very, the time may become, they are very human. But we are seeking to raise to another level. I am reminded as I'm talking about this, the Gospel of Luke, on the road to Emmaus. These disciples were walking with Jesus, and they were talking about the things that were happening there. And the Lord began to converse with them. You know, I want to know, many times if Jesus walks into this room now, you will be looking for a bearded person with a, you know, like the picture you see. But you'll be surprised, he may come with jeans. And an iPhone 7. That's why to know the Lord is to know the Word. You know the Word, you will know Him. That's why Jesus took time with these disciples in the Gospel of Luke. He said He took the law of Moses. He showed from the prophets. He showed from the Psalms. He says, He explained and expounded Himself and revealed to them Christ in those books. Friends, seek Him. Seek to know Him. Fall in love with Him. We preach Christ. And they still couldn't understand because he revealed to them through the Bible that this is the Son of God who must come and suffer and die. And later you will see, He opened their eyes. Their eyes were open, they still could not understand. But finally, if you read, and He opened their minds. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. Jesus opened the Scriptures to them. He opened their eyes, they saw Him, and He disappeared. Then he came in. And when he broke bread, their minds were open. Their minds were open. That's why God said to Prophet Samuel, he says, don't be concerned about Saul. I have a man after my own heart. I want you to go and find him. He didn't say go and find him. He says, you go to Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem. You know, Bethlehem is called house of bread. Many churches preach I don't want to say anything about churches, okay? I'll be misinterpreted or misrepresented. Motivational things. Okay? It's so motivational. He said, you go to that Bethlehem and there is a household. There is a household of believers. And there is a father in the house. You know the father, you will know the son. You go because that father knows how to create culture. The father has raised sons in the culture there where kings are raised. That's why in this season, I pray for you. There will be a cry in this house. First, recognize I'm blind, I can't see. I'm blind. I can't see. Eyes of the mind is the faculty of knowing. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. While you are hearing, there is a transfer. The measure you use today to hear what I'm saying, not the money, how much you give. It is a measure. It is called measured hearing. 30, 60, and 100. You may start with 30. Develop your hearing skills. Go to a good Chinese barber, he'll clean it up for you. He'll open up that ear hearing that you will hear a whisper. Because you're so close to Him. First, when you recognize you're blind, you can't see, but you are hearing. Oh my God, I can hear. Jesus is passing by. Jesus is, you know, when your worship team started, they started on this foundation. Christ is here. Jesus is here. Yeah, many people start with binding the devil. Sorry. I don't want to offend anyone. The moment they recognize, and when that chord began to stir something in them, their voice box opened. You believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. And when that stirring happens, when you begin to articulate, when you begin to cry out, you call upon Him. They cried out, Son of David, have mercy on us. That cry must not be stopped. That desire. That, you know, a lot of people like the mic. You give them the mic, they will be transformed. Even the tone they speak will change. But unceasing cry for sight. That was Paul's prayer. That is this miracle that I see here. And the blind could not see what Jesus was doing. They could only hear. They were lost and blind because they cannot even understand. The lost can hear. That is an ability that we all have. That's why Paul always says, I am what I am by the grace of God. And he says, by the way, I have labored more than many of the other apostles. And my labor is not by my strength. And it is also by the grace of God that God has given to me. I want you to know in this season, if you are part of this household, the same grace that is in this house to be able to hear the frequency of the heavens. Like that, was it Jacob? He was sleeping, had a dream. He woke up and he said, truly God has been in this place and I didn't know. I tell you what, God to engage in the earth, He only engages through a house and through a man who is set in this house, who knows how to hear, decode and interpret and translate it. And he is a grace carrier, a grace distributor. That's why it is, my wife said, divinely connected to the carrier of the grace, you will receive an impartation. That's why Jesus looked at Jerusalem. Oh, he wept and he says, oh Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem. You who stoned and killed the sent ones. Your house shall be left desolate for you. Because you didn't know how to recognize the grace, welcome the grace, honor the grace, receive the grace, connect to the grace, so that this grace of hearing God and hearing God's word and applying God's word into your life and living that lifestyle, then you will see. This church will be called an overcomer church. And individually, you will be having your own exploits. And let me try to bring it to a conclusion. We know hearing the gospel is our only hope. So we have an imperative. You must start preaching the gospel. And the gospel of the kingdom. Not just the gospel of salvation. They cried out loud for mercy. Mercy is what you deserve. Grace is what you don't deserve. His grace is always there. But you must recognize, when grace comes, mercy will come with you. Because grace and mercy will go together. What we must do, if we wish God to have mercy upon us, we must be like the blind. They believed the report. They believed the report. They believed about the Messiah, the message. They could only hear the report. And they personally cried out by accepting and confessing, Son of David, Son of David, because they knew the Son of David is the Messiah who is coming. Accepting and confessing. They fought their way to Him. They persisted and went after what they wanted. And the Lord, do you believe? Says, do you believe? He laid His hands on them and their blind eyes were opened. My friends, seek. Like these two blind men, there was a deep cry and they sought for sight. The scales of our eyes will fall. Our spiritual sight and insight. Sight and insight into what God is doing in this hall this morning will become a reality in your life. I like Matthew, because we just started reading Matthew. In Matthew chapter 7, you know, he teaches them, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You remember that scripture? Yeah. And he said, whosoever asks will receive, whosoever seeks will find, whosoever knocks, it shall be opened to them. And then suddenly he switches. I like the way Matthew put it sequentially so that he recorded it in such a way that you and I will clearly understand. He said, who among you is a man? Who a man among you if he has a son? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing? If you have a son, if your son comes and asks you for bread, if he asks you for bread, will you give him a stone? The Bible doesn't record no. But you will say no. If the son asks for fish, will you give him a serpent? It says no. Hey, I don't know what terminology Jesus would have used. If you, cruel, wicked men, know how to give good gifts, just good gifts. If you look in the Greek, good gifts, he said, how much more I, your heavenly Father, will know how to give what is best for you for this time and this season. That's why Jesus clearly taught us. They went to him, Lord, teach us to pray. He says, my son, this is the manner in which you should pray. Our Father, he didn't say your Father, my Father. He said our Father. If you want to come to God, you must come like a son. And this season, you can't come like, you know, I'm a sinner, I'm a beggar, I'm this, I'm that. Of course you cry for mercy, but when you come, it is that lost son is coming back. It is not so much the forgiveness, it is the repentance that is recorded in these three incidences. If there is truly repentance this morning, he says, what you seek, you will find. You will receive sight. You will receive sight. Father, in the name that is above all names, even as I've declared, there is a deep cry for sight. I pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation will fall on this house, just as my wife said, an acceleration, a forward momentum, that every time they walk into this hall and meet as a congregation, the heavens will open, that the sound of heaven will be clearly heard, for your marriage, for your home, for your personal lives, for your children, for your job, for your businesses, that there will be a prophetic community of people that can hear and know how to, like the children of Issachar, do the right thing in the right season, that they will see a miraculous, supernatural flow of God's grace and glory in this house. I bless Pastor and his dear wife, and I pray for their son and the family who have lost their father-in-law. May the grace that we are talking about, may it, that grace alone will support, undergird them. And because this house is a house of grace, let grace flow right now. Give every man and woman that inner ability of God that you said your grace is sufficient. I pray that grace will be translated as the ability of God for each and every man who is hearing my voice, that they will pursue, that their eyes will want to see and hear clearly the speakings of God We thank you for this time and season. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Great word, amen. All in line with what we've been sharing. So it's same word as what we've been sharing throughout. So praise God. Amen. Thank you. Let's give Pastor a great hand and let's thank him for his word this morning. Musicians, come on up. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand and let's, sorry. What is it? You got it up there? All right. Let's sing the song. They sang a couple of old songs just now. We want to sing them again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the cross. And hallelujah. We've always, you know, our hearts always go out to the Lord. For He is a good God, isn't He? Amen. Thank you for the word, Pastor. And Hepsi, thank you for prophesying over us. We receive it. Father, you have spoken so specifically to each one of us. Again, the cry of your heart is that we respond to it, that we individually will respond to the deep cries of God. Let deep respond to deep and say, open my eyes, Lord. Let your servant David prayed. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of your word. Like the blind man, we cry, Lord, there are many things that we ought to see, but we are not seeing. This morning again, we say thank you, Lord. We can draw close to you all because of what Jesus has done. And for this, we give you thanks. So we come through the finished work of Jesus Christ and stand in the throne room of God Almighty. And we know that by the power of your Holy Spirit, all that you want accelerated in our lives can happen in a moment of time. Did you not touch Saul in the Old Testament? Your word clearly declared, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall be turned into another man. That's what we are asking for. Transformation of the heart and of the mind. Accelerate the work that you have started, for you always complete what you have begun. We are just asking for an acceleration. Let your word be fulfilled in every life today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the prize. Thank you for the price you paid. Bearing all my sin and shame. Amazing grace. And thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Yes, Lord, wash us again. Now all I know, your forgiveness. Let's lift it up, singing worthy, worthy. Worthiest Lamb, you're seated on.